Hello everybody, my name is Hector Sandino. I'm a quality assurance manager for the office interoperability team. And I have the honor to be here in front of you today to talk about the work that my team is doing in the protocol space. So as you have heard today from presentations like from Joseph, Darrell, Michael, Andrew, KB, like we have different resources available to you to work in the protocol space. We have documents, we have like that we refer as open specifications. We have support, people that is dedicated to help you on all the questions and doubts that you have. We have also test tools and resources that are also available to you. And what is most important is like, we have a group of people behind of all this project, and we are all together bringing you support to enable development on the protocol space, having people working against, basically working on top of our protocols and developing applications and new products that are not only Windows specific, but they can be developed on any platform and still work against any Windows implementation. Like, so that's the most important part, like kind of help to standardize communication between clients and servers, and also to help other companies to participate on this development, and at the end basically get customers that will benefit from all this effort. So what my presentation is about is actually testing from the protocol space what we have today available for you to be able to test your protocol implementations. We have similar efforts across the whole Microsoft space. So as you have seen, like we have the Windows team developing these tests and tools. Same thing for the Office group. When I'm talking about Office, is Exchange, SharePoint, Link. Same for the SQL team. And all these tools are available for you through our open specification program. So now that I give you an introduction, I'm going to move to the presentation. Is it working? So the main objectives of my presentation basically is just to describe some of the protocol implementer scenarios and use those as a platform to talk about the different tools or some of the tools that we have available today. I don't know if you remember, but in this morning Joseph was talking about different tools that we have. We have even few questions around like BFF validator, Open Office XML tool, and then we have something that Joseph was calling this morning like test tool packages, and specifically it was referring to test suites, NetMon parsers, and the RPX tool. And in this presentation, I'm going to drill down in those three specific areas and kind of give you a better sense of what the test suites are, as well as parsers and RPX. So I already went over this. So now before I start talking about tests and tools, I want to go back a little bit and talk about product development, and it's a high level view of what I'm going to talk, but it's just like everything starts from the concept of I'm developing a new product, what I want to do with that software application. So for example, if you are trying to maybe like create an application similar to Outlook, you are looking to, at some point you will be looking for like how I can synchronize email from Exchange. How can I connect to the Exchange server, retrieve an email, be able to present it to the user, and enable that user to read that email displayed on my like application, and probably like enable other sort of features to maybe like reply to the email, maybe like forward the email at an attachment, or any other different operations similar to maybe what happens in SharePoint. Like if you're working in maybe Word and you are trying to check out a file, as Michael was describing earlier today, you will go to Word, go to the application, do a checkout against SharePoint, and then enable the user to work against a document. So that's what I'm defining as a feature, something that your product will be able to do against one of these servers. So when you are developing the products, you go from the what I want to have there, create this, think about these features, and then at some point understand what are the set of protocols that I will need to use to implement these features. You have seen through the presentations today, usually you have to involve or learn about more than one protocol to succeed in a feature implementation. For example, I think it was in Michael's presentation where he was describing, I want to maybe read some data from a list in SharePoint. So you will probably have to go to the web's protocol, get the web URL, then go to the list protocol, get the list that you have available, and then also use the list protocol to actually extract data or maybe upload data or refresh the data that you have in your SharePoint server. So all those features are connected to specific protocols. And when you start doing your protocol research, I will recommend you to go to first to the any over the overview documents. Those documents are your roadmap for protocol development. They will tell you if you are working in File.io, for example, in SharePoint, what are the set of protocols you need to learn about so you can succeed in your implementation. Then after, once you have enough knowledge about your protocols, you can probably move to the product development phase where you will be designing your product, coding, as well as testing. And finally, be able to release your product once everything is well done, all the wrinkles are removed, and it's ready to your customers. And what this presentation is about is mostly about testing, part of the product development phase, and the tools that we have used in our Microsoft Open Specification Program internally, and those tools are also available to you today. On the other side, I want to, before I start talking about tools, I'm also going to talk about the different implementer scenarios. So when I'm saying scenarios, we can see different spaces where you can author or create new applications that are related with the protocol implementation. So I'm going to start with a client where you can actually create, based on the open specifications, clients that can replace Outlook, PowerPoint, Word, Excel, or any of the other Office products. Or sometimes you can also use this information not to replace our products, but also to extend them and add new functionality that will benefit the different customers according to a specific needs. I've seen cases where some governments have a specific data archival, certain requirements where you need to protect data in a certain way, and you will need to extend maybe our products to succeed and fulfill legal requirements on certain spaces. In addition, you can also work on the server side. And when I'm saying server side, our open specifications are designed with two main purposes in mind. One is have the ability to extend our services, our servers, but also you can see them as an opportunity for companies to develop a competitor product that can be replacing, for example, Exchange Server or even SharePoint or portions of these server products. And finally, we have seen in the space companies that develop products that happen to be in the middle of the client and server. And these applications usually are intended to accelerate the network traffic. Sometimes they do data management as well, or sometimes they do data collection. And In all these three spaces, you will find most of the applications that are being created today out of the protocol specification. So now that I provide a framework around the protocol space and development, I'm going to move to our test suites. And in these following slides, most of the comments I'm going to mention, they refer to test suites in general, but the slides and examples are crafted specifically to talk about the experience that you will find for our test suites in Exchange and SharePoint. Windows team and SQL team, they are also working on test suites. I know Simon is going to be doing like a presentation tomorrow in a RDP test suite from Windows. So if you're interested in that presentation, it will happen tomorrow, I think, in the morning. So first, what are our test suites? Our test suites are automated testing at the protocol layer. What that means is like these are automated source code that will enable protocol implementers to test protocol implementations. They are also as well synthetic clients that will follow the protocol behaviors. And that phrase seems to be a little bit complicated, but what that means is like we have our open specifications and we have normative content that describe how our products behave, how we do certain operations, what is the type of data that we transfer across the wire, how is layout this data. And what our test suite does is basically like we have extracted this information from our documents and we create different type of requests and requests that follow the specific behavior on the open specification. And we are able to send a specific request to our server and then validate that response that gets back to us from the server and double check that it also fulfills the open specification behaviors as well. You can also see them as a useful way to simulate traffic between a synthetic client and a server. And we have been used those in, especially in the middleware space, where you have an application sitting in the middle, and what they will need to do is just see the traffic to be able to validate that they do a correct implementation of our protocols. In the case of Exchange and SharePoint, our test suites are useful for this middleware space as well as the server side. We haven't done any development on the client side, but I know specifically in the RDP test suite that will be presented tomorrow, like Windows team have developed a test suite specifically to validate client behaviors. But the concept of test suite is still the same, just like a different endpoint that gets validated. So as we talk about test suites, like I have talked already about this, but you can face or you can imagine like you have a client and a server as we have presented before. Usually the client sends a request to the server and the server replies back with a specific response that fulfills the client request most of the time. Sometimes it can be like access denied as well or something that basically will be described also in the protocol. But what you can see is like in the case of our test suites, we have replaced the client with a synthetic client that we have created with the purpose of testing a server implementation. And as you can see, the first potential use is like we have an application that sits in the middle. And what we want to do is like accelerate the traffic, for example. So we can send the request from the client as a test case. Then the acceleration program will do their work, get to the server. Server will reply back. They will accelerate the response from the server. And finally, come back to the client, and it needs to fulfill that response that comes from the middleware implementation should still follow this protocol behaviors. We can have also the server replacement scenario, as I described before, where we actually have a new server that behaves as one of the Microsoft products. It can be an Exchange replacement, it can be a SharePoint replacement. And still, our test suites are architected today to be able to connect against any server. It doesn't need to be a Windows server. It doesn't need to be a SharePoint or Exchange. What happens is that our test suites are just expecting behaviors that happen at the wire level. And what that means is that we don't actually care who is, what type of server we have on the other side. We just care about the behaviors. If your server behaves as we expect according to the protocol, our test suite will be able to validate those behaviors and give you a sense of where you are in development. If you have any bugs, if you maybe have some areas of your code that are not implemented or behaving appropriately, the test suites are really valuable in that space. We have already used them with the customers in our PlugFest, as well as the Interop Labs that were introduced to you before today. And we have found different issues on different server replacement implementations. And they have been great to improve the ecosystem and ensure better customer experience. These are all other additional uses. I have mentioned that our test suites for SharePoint and Exchange, they are not validating client behaviors, but they are also useful for the client side implementation as a code samples. What you see, basically we have our test suite is a client, so it knows how to connect to SharePoint or Exchange. It knows how to send a mail request. It knows how to do an attachment in an email for Exchange. So these test suites, if you see them, is really great value for you as code sample that will also enable you to understand what are the different sequences that you need to follow to get an operation successful against one of our servers. I'm going to also talk about our test suite development, and I think what is important from here is to mention that we start the development of our test suites from the open specifications. So when we publish one of these documents that you have learned through the day, for example, MS List, that describes the list of lists in SharePoint. Once we author this document, we actually go through a quality assurance process. We need to ensure that these documents are accurate. They describe well the behaviors that you will face or you will see from our Microsoft products. So what we have done is, as we read our document, we have a special team dedicated just to get these documents and craft test suites out of them. Basically, they have created clients out of the open specification, and they also validate. Once they have the client, they will basically send requests to the server, and the test suite will basically, these test suites will validate the Microsoft SharePoint or Exchange response, and in that way we can assure that our open specification documents are good enough for you to succeed in your implementation. And also that somebody else outside of the Microsoft space will do the same. And there is something that you see on the slide. It says we do this in a clean room environment. What that means is the people that is testing these documents, they don't have access to other Microsoft resources. They are within Microsoft, but they don't have access to the actual product group. They don't have direct access to the SharePoint group. They don't have access to the Exchange group. So in this way, we do a simulation of somebody else outside of Microsoft trying to grab one of these documents or a group of documents and try to succeed doing an implementation just using that information that is available today to you in the MSDN node. And at the end, what we do is basically like find issues in our documents, fix them, and ensure that we do a kind of, we provide to you a high quality documentation. Sometimes we find issues as happening the same with the software. We may have bugs in our documents, maybe something we miss, maybe something that a behavior that we change maybe between a version in the product to the next one, maybe during a service pack, during a public update, and maybe we miss like something. So what we have also, like, we have avenues for you, like if you find that something is not correctly documented in one of our open specifications, like we have channels that you can use to escalate these issues to us. And you have heard about Doc Help like many times during our presentations today, but that's the alias that where you can send email DocHelp@Microsoft. You can use this alias like for many different things. Like if you have questions for like documentation issues, you don't understand something, maybe you are looking for a certain piece of information and you happen to not find it in our open specifications. You can also use this alias for like test suite requests. Like if you are developing on top of a certain protocol and you are looking for the test suite, we can help you. Like if you reach us via DocHelp@Microsoft, like also for like tools requests or different space, like concerns on the space, like that's the best resource you have available today. And finally, what I can also say is like these test suites were used internally to test our open specifications and also to test our Microsoft products. But the good of this is that they were architected and created to be successful connecting to any other product that is not Microsoft. So we have different companies that have developed like SharePoint app, like servers, like SharePoint server replacements or Exchange server replacements. And we have used successfully the test suites. So if you are interested on those, you can let us know and we can share those with you. Now I'm going to kind of put a, maybe a ground level on the test suites, like what they kind of going a little bit down and tell you like maybe get a better sense of what they are. So if you see on the top of the slide, we have a real example of a Microsoft Outlook. And what we are doing in that top part of the slide is we are just inserting an attachment to a mail item. So when that happens, Outlook sends a request to the Exchange server to move the attachment to the Exchange store, and then the Exchange replies back with a response which basically tells you like operation succeed. And what is important of that part is like we have that behavior documented in the MSOXC MSG protocol, the message protocol in the RPC space for Exchange. And if you move down to in this slide, you will see our test suite example. So our test suite knows as well, like the MSG test suite knows as well about this behavior. So at least one of our test cases, if not more, know how to move an attachment from the client side to the server and attach it to a mail item and be able to send it to the specific recipient. So once you have the test suite in your hand, what you can do is basically like you can just basically trigger this test case and validate that your server implementation behaves in the expected way. Have an example very similar on the SharePoint side. The value here is like these test suites have all this knowledge available for SharePoint and Exchange server today, and also in the Windows side as well. We have some test suites available on the Exchange side. They are on the screen right now. Same for SharePoint. And they are available through DocHelp@Microsoft.com. You will be able to download them from MS Connect. We just need to know your interest, and we will point you to the specific place where they are. I'm also going to talk about network monitor parsers. So our parsers are like a very important tool that we have today. So if you remember, we have clients and servers talking, and it's really important sometimes to know what's going across the wire in the protocol world. And the tool that lets you browse that information or see it and capture it is network monitor. So network monitor provides us with a framework where we can see that in a packet frame, like the frames that are being moved across the wire, you can see the data, and you can track that via processes, conversations, or apply different filters. So what you see on the screen right now is a screenshot of our network monitor. You have like basically like different ways to filter by conversation. You can also see the different frames on the screen right now. You can apply filters. In this case, I just apply an MSRPC filter. So once I apply the filter, our frame summary will only display packets that belong to that specific protocol. You can do also color coding, where you can say, like, I want to highlight in yellow, maybe my request, I want to do it in green, my response, and then your frame details will be highlighted in the specific colors, so you can easily like, visualize what's happening and get access to the specific frames that you are interested on. The only thing, basically, like, if you see network monitor is a framework, but it doesn't know specifically about maybe like a specific protocol. So we have a mechanism that allows us to tell network monitor how to recognize a specific protocol and how to parse it and show you the data. And these are our network monitor parsers. So our parsers are basically like a way to tell network monitor how to recognize this information and be able to present it to you in a meaningful way. So our network monitor parsers, they work in all the implementer spaces, so they are very useful. They are also like really quick to get it deployed in your machine. They are available on the web today. I want to go really quick over our parser stack, and you can see basically on the bottom, we have network monitor as a framework. Then on top of NetMon, we have our Windows parsers available today as well on the web. And then on top of the Windows parsers, we have built our application parsers. So these application parsers are specific to like Office and SharePoint or Exchange Web Services or SQL parsers. And if you see from the protocol stack on the right side of the screen, you can see like the different protocol stack going up, and what is in gray is defined on the Windows parsers package, and then the actual out of office web service from Exchange is defined in the Exchange Web Services protocol package. I have an example of the out of office SOAP body that is sent from the Outlook client to the Exchange server to basically enable the out-of-office auto-replies. And I'm just kind of going to a scenario where you will use network monitor to see if your request is sent correctly. So our client sends this request, and I'm interested in seeing if my message, my out-of-office message highlighted in red, is actually correctly like passed over the wire. So I'm looking for the I am out of office string in the frame. So once I do my capture in network monitor with the specific Exchange parsers, I will be able to see the traffic, recognize the protocol. And also, if you see at the bottom of the screen, you will see that I am out of office and this is my reply. You have the locations available like on the screen. They will are on your handouts. We have also Exchange Web Services parsers, as I mentioned before, and they will be available soon as Andrew talk earlier today. Oh, I think I went over, but I want to maybe use like a couple minutes just to mention about RPX. We have developed a specific tool for RPC traffic between Outlook and Exchange. And what this tool does is provides you with an enhanced experience to parse RPC traffic from Outlook to Exchange implementations. And what the main value of this tool is allows you to kind of see the traffic. NetOne allows you today to see the RPC blob, but at the binary level. And once you use the RPX tool, you will be able to visualize the traffic in a human readable way. Like you can see like this is the output of RPX tool. You can basically identify if the frame corresponds to a request or a response. You can see the ROP operation, and then you can see the different parameters that are being moved across the wire with the different values. It's available today at the Download Center. And also, if you have any questions or suggestions for the tool, please let us know via DocHelp at Microsoft. I think I went over all of these. We have useful resources available today, our open specifications. We have also a Microsoft site specifically for the interoperability program. The link is also there. There are many, many resources on that page, like links to videos, links to presentations, links to the open specifications, and different articles and blogs that we have today available for you, as well as the DocHelp at Microsoft. Well, thank you for your time, and I'm not sure if you have any questions. Thank you.